Good evening. It's Saturday, July the 3rd, 2021. It is 9 o'clock. This is show number 177. Let's go. We are back. Welcome to the show, folks. I am your host, Gummo.
I'm Crash.
And we are here for, man, you know, 177 shows.
It's a lot of hours of audio, if you really think about it. It's over 170 hours of audio.
It is a lot.
So that's what, 24 hours in a day?
I don't know, man. That's a lot.
It's like at least a week's worth of audio or more. That's a lot of audio.
That's a lot of stuff that we've talked about, that I've talked about, that we've convened on over the past, 6 years now with the podcast.
Some of it novel, some of it not so novel. A lot of it not so technical, some of it technical. A lot of it is really informative, modern, current, relevant.
and I tell you, it was it's been fun, you know, learning how to talk on a microphone, you know, over the years, learning how to, you know, take your breath, you know, learning from the best DJs on the planet in Chicago,
how to articulate,
yeah,
and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, that was awful.
It's articulate. Well, at the first in the first show, I think it was pretty interesting.
It was interesting. I think, you know, and you could tell if you listen to the podcast from beginning to where we're at now, and why you'd have to be a little bit crazy, but you can hear how, you know, I was able to, you know, sort of self-improve over the years, you know, getting on the microphone, doing, you know, blah, blah, blah. And that's the power of what a hacker can do, or what a human could do, rather, is you can learn new things and you can apply those things that you learn in a positive manner.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course.
So, yeah, enough about me and my broadcast career.
Well, that's what we're here to listen to, is you talk about whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well, I guess.
I mean,
it's whatever. It's whatever the damn news cycle brings our way.
Well, and whatever tips and tricks and fun things we want to chat about, history lessons, science, you know, history, chemistry, whatever the hell we want to talk about.
You know, and there's a lot of that out there. And, you know, I tell you, you know, do you have any, you know, folks, it's July 4th tomorrow. And do you have any July 4th plans or?
None. No. I was planning on working, but I think I'm just going to watch movies and hang out and relax, take a break off of the internet. Disconnect from that space.
Yeah. It's been a busy week, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been pretty busy. Been working a lot.
We have been working a lot. And boy, same here, man. I've been working a lot. Been, you know, up on the latest hack attacks going on across the planet, you know, of course, when the shit hits the fan, someone needs, right. You know, that's when my phone starts ringing. That's when our phones start ringing, when the shit hits the fan. And so it's been definitely a busy week.
Yeah, it's been, today specifically, it's been interesting. And I haven't watched the news today, so I don't know if it made the news.
Yeah.
But I've been reading a lot about what's been going on. I don't know if you want to touch base on that or not.
What's been going on?
Well, there's been... It's kind of crazy. It's a ransomware.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's two things that are going on. There's right now there's an official software as a service company who owns a remote monitoring tool. And basically that tool has been compromised and has been sent and used as a payload to breach the security of many companies. Not only that, but there's a second one that is basically the same thing. It's another ransomware attack that basically hit companies very quickly, right? Welcome to the internet. There's ads everywhere.
Fucking dark pattern.
Yeah, it's well, sign up for our newsletter. You know, no, thank you. We're not gonna type in our email and all that jazz. But anyway, so what's going on basically is just more ransomware. But the interesting thing about this attack is that it's used. Yeah, right.
I would literally fucking give up. I was trying to bring up the some information about it. I went to Wired's website or fucking app or whatever, and it's another fucking dark pattern.
Yeah,
fuck Wired, man.
Yeah, I don't read Wired or any fucking of those newspapers, man. They have paywalls. If you've got a paywall on your shit, I mean, take it off.
Fuck reads Wired anyway?
We get around this shit anyway, man. They're fucking stupid.
all kinds of crazy. Ransomware going on right now. It's the Windows print spooler problem. I think they call it the Windows print nightmare thing that's going on.
Yeah, it's pretty silly, to be honest. It's something that you think would have been updated long ago. But
there it is. There it is. It's just an old service running in the Windows print spool mechanism.
It's more legacy code that's popping up.
That's always been Windows' Achilles heel.
And it's funny because even with Windows 11, they still have that old shit in there, dude. They're still using the same Windows kernel. It's not like it's a brand new Windows kernel, which they need to fucking do.
Yeah.
Instead of using the old system.
Whatever happened to the Windows file system that was supposed to replace NTFS?
Oh, the fuck if I know.
Yeah. I heard that was supposed to be like some kind of revolution or something, then it just kind of faded away like a balloon letting out air.
Yeah, maybe it fizzled out because of Apple's file system. Which is actually really nice. I like the APFS. And it's quite nice. It's very secure as far as I know. I think there was actually an exploit.
Relatively secure.
Well, in moderation. Yeah. You know.
Of course.
And considering today's security and whatnot. I mean, of course, we have people making quantum computers at home these days. So RSA and all that. The AES is kind of a little bit debunked.
Yeah.
But anyway, wow, that's crazy, man. Holy shit.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's the brand new Tesla Model S Plaid. It caught fire while the driver was at the wheel, according to the local fire chief and attorneys representing the driver on June 29, 2021 in Havard, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, see
that shit?
Yeah, that's the danger of having a lithium ion battery in a car. because
a Tesla.
Yeah, dude.
What do you think of Tesla cars?
I personally dislike them very much. I have a very high disdain for them. I would rather walk than be offered a ride from a Tesla. Mm.
You know, we have the whole Tesla thing here in Jacksonville, you know, the whole Tesla auto dealer thing. And, from people that drive them and, you know, that require service for their Teslas, it seems that, you know, that's where the problems begin, you know, trying to get your Tesla serviced for some reason or another. And when they break down, buddy, they break down hard. And so I'm not convinced yet, and that's why I'm looking at the new Lyriq from GM, and checking that out, because I think GM will have a better support mechanism in place, for customer, because GM's been around a lot longer, and I think, I would use technology that's been really thoroughly tested. You know, so what? You know, Teslas are a few years more advanced than what we've been seeing.
They're really not even that advanced.
They're not advanced.
I mean, it's really...
You're applying modern technology to a car.
It's honestly shit that kids in garages have already been doing. Mm-hmm. It's just... It's just prettified.
Yeah,
like, that's all. It's really all it is. There's been hackers and makers that have been doing the same shit for mm-hmm. decades, and it's just now someone's figured out how to commercialize this
right.
shit. That's all it is. It's not like it's some revolutionary fucking technology.
It's not.
Even as little solar panels or whatever, what is it fucking called? The shit that goes to the people's homes.
Oh
to
yeah,
charge the, it. Whatever.
Oh yeah, those things.
You know, Tesla walls or whatever the fuck they're called.
The power walls.
Power walls.
I want one of those. I want two of those.
It's a good idea. I like mm-hmm. it. But at the end of the day, it's not that great because we should ultimately be using other technologies rather than just electricity powered by coal and other means.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're still using dirty technologies mm-hmm. Where we could use something clean like nuclear mm-hmm. or, you know, we could...
Some kind of
shit.
There's
hydrogen cars that are being sold on the market these days.
Right.
And, of course, we have, you know, the danger of explosion and all that bullshit. But when proper precautions are taken and good engineering is implemented, mm-hmm. those dangers are minimized dramatically.
I agree.
And specifically with the nuclear thing, you know, having a Mr. Fusion on a car.
Right. Mr. Fusion
I'm
on a
taking
car.
It a little science fiction, sure, but not really science fiction. I mean, fusion is extremely reachable and extremely... promising.
Imagine putting a little home fusion machine at your home.
Well, imagine having not even an enriched nuclear material, non-enriched material, almost even smaller than the size of your pinky.
Yeah, not, you know, fissile material, fusible material.
Fusible material, yeah. And just throwing it in your...
It's a lot safer.
You know, and so that shit isn't going to explode. It doesn't create bombs. I mean, you can create bombs out of it, but you need a lot more material and you need a different mechanism.
Yeah, all that crazy
shit.
And
all the science, right?
Right.
So if you have fusion technology in a car...
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You know,
unlimited power.
Yeah, dude. You know, either
think about that.
Okay, either that, or some sort of quantum mechanical propulsion using something like the Kashmir effect.
That'd be amazing.
You know, which basically means extracting energy from the vacuum of space itself.
You're too advanced for me, man.
Well, sure.
Hey, look at that.
Anyway, at that. So what's that about?
Dimwitted cop admits playing pop music in expectation it will prevent video of him being uploaded. So police officers who don't want their public actions to be posted online have taken to a new strategy of playing pop music when someone is filming them in hopes that will trigger automated copyright enforcement systems.
Damn, you know what that reminds me of?
What?
Vietnam.
And
when the U.S. played some spooky music to fuck over the psychology of the Vietnamese. Mm-hmm. And
now they're doing it for algorithms.
Yeah, and now they're doing it for algorithms. Yeah. You know, that's kind of funny.
It's interesting.
Yeah, how the cycle repeats itself.
Yeah, you know, folks, you can't remove background music from videos.
Yeah,
come on. There's filters and all that fun stuff out
there.
Keep filming.
Yeah.
What else? Can we add to that or no? Or are we done with
it? I don't know if there's anything really to add to that.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything to add to that. Let's look at this. Look at that. A new report reveals how a former Microsoft employee stole more than $10 million in Xbox gift cards.
What?
Yeah, so this guy, he was an engineer.
Yeah.
He was actually an engineer or developer or debugger, you know, just some, you know.
Someone that had access to the tools
analyst job,
or the code
or
whatever.
Yeah, and so he was working at Microsoft doing some, you know, analyst shit and coding shit, and he found a bug in the system to where, you know, when you're developing, right, you know, you create test accounts, et cetera, and then
right.
you look for the feedback from the misconfigurations of the shit that you're working with.
Right.
And so instead of reporting the misconfiguration on a particular way that you would cash in an Xbox gift card, he took advantage of the misconfiguration and started profiting from it.
Ah.
And so they, you know, so in the long term scheme of things, he got a lot of money, and then, you know, he's not, you know, and now he's in jail, right? You know, he got all this money and
got greedy. That's why.
Dude, you got stupidly greedy. Yeah. What are you doing? Like, nobody's going to see all those logs somewhere. Like, right? What are you doing?
At most, the dude could have stole just a few of them.
Yeah. You know, $200. Yeah.
Flew
under the radar, bought yourself a new, you know, or watch or something.
You know, or if he was really smart, the guy could have, you know, trickled it out, you know, over time. Kind of like, what was it, Office Space in their virus?
A quarter penny. Yeah. A half a penny per transaction.
Right. Right. And, you know, but obviously that's not what happened. So.
No, he didn't have his thinking cap on.
Obviously not.
Getting back to the ransomware thing, you know, not only are people dealing with the Windows print spooler thing, but they're also dealing with a new, like you said, you know, there's a MSP provider who there's software that's created for MSP providers that actually helps manage service providers, you know, keep track of, you know, client duties, you know, all kinds of back office stuff. And anyhow, word has it that this company was hit with a supply chain attack. Uh-huh. And so hundreds of companies as we speak, are literally being infected with this type of ransomware. And what's more devastating is that most system administrators and directors, you know, security teams, they're all broken up here in the United States for the July 3rd and 4th events. And right. So, unfortunately, as you know, again, as I speak this shit into a microphone, there's a company being, you know, held for ransom right now.
Oh, but their WAFs will catch it.
Their WAFs. Okay. Hey, you know, we hit the ground running this morning at 5:30 a.m. And, It's been a roller coaster. It'll be that way tomorrow. And that's how it works, right? You know, you have to really bust your fucking ass when holidays and shit like that happen, that's the time these things happen. Yeah. So I can only imagine, you know, to your dismay, you know, when you arrive at wherever you are and all your shit's encrypted from, you know, having a good time over the weekend. You're not going to have a good time when you come back online, that's for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that companies still haven't taken proper security measures because mm-hmm. it's so simple. You know, all of these companies are getting compromised with the simplest things. I mean, and it's technically, it's usually lateral movement, right?
Yeah.
You know, user gets hacked. They look, you know, the attacker's in someone's computer, then they go upstream through VPN or whatever person has for that company.
Yep.
You know, and so what's interesting is that the best way to defeat that is whitelisting and timed user sessions.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you give a user some time allocated to do whatever they need to do, mm-hmm. you know, that then only they're going to be doing that thing at that specific time.
Right.
Now, not only that, but if you whitelist them, you know, mm-hmm. specifically, you know, their Mac
address. Nothing should ever be whitelisted, in my opinion. Well, should things be whitelisted?
Well, yeah. I mean, because think about it. There should only be certain devices that are connecting under certain conditions mm-hmm. to the network.
Oh, indeed.
You know, and usually those conditions should really be dictated by the network administrator or some sort of administrating AI or something. You know, at this point in the game, mm-hmm. There should be some sort of AI that dictates, okay, hey, you know, John Smith is going to be doing this at this specific time.
Right.
You know, under this specific IP with this specific MAC address. And so
assigned users to your network.
Yeah. You know, it's
not that hard. It's just really not. People are just lazy.
It's laziness. It's pure laziness that's getting these companies compromised. And it's really every company.
Yeah,
at least 95% of the companies out there.
Uh-huh. So, you know, and whenever you and I recover companies from being hit with these attacks, you know, mm-hmm. the first thing you and I do is look at the guest Wi-Fi logs for these attacks. And that's usually, you know, and then it just begins from there. And then, you know, by the time, you know, like, you know, you and I, we've had our eyes glued to the seams and firewalls today looking for any lateral anything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what happens is that the scary thing is that the all kinds of security administrators, analysts, everybody is out right now. And they're being literally taken over with a couple of vulnerabilities.
Right. And see,
the timing was no coincidence.
Well, here's the thing. So here's another part of the solution. So there's these things called HSMs, hardware security modules.
Right.
Or mechanisms, depending on where you come from, but usually module.
You mentioned that in a couple of shows ago.
Right. And so what these things do are typically they're cryptographic modules or, you know, devices that are, they're hardware, right? They're chips, but they're like graphics cards these days, you know, but they're specifically meant to do cryptographic functions. Some of them have memory banks, some of them don't. But it's recommended to really use them with non-volatile memory. That way you have storage that's not on disk, that's completely in memory, and is actually encrypted through the hardware module or the HSM.
Right.
So using hardware security modules as well as non-volatile memory or persistent memory allows a company with very little effort to encrypt all of their files and keep a backup of their files completely in hardware, separated from the OS, you know, inaccessible or inaccessible, rather, to any user on the network or whomever's logged in.
Sure.
So let's say you have file A, right?
Right.
And it's an important file. It's part of the web app.
The monthly statement, yeah.
Right. And so basically that gets stored in the non-volatile or the persistent memory. Mm-hmm. You know, it's memory.
Sticks around.
It sticks around even during a power failure. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so you put that in the memory. It's encrypted via the HSM. Mm-hmm. So you have these two hardware mechanisms that are completely separate from the OS itself. Mm-hmm. So what you do is at this point is with the whitelisting of your users and time sessions and all that crap, you utilize a recovery system with these two hardware modules. Mm-hmm. So that way when something goes awry, let's say user A's changes a file and it's not meant to be changed. Mm-hmm. What happens is
It restores it to its previous state.
However that's done, you know, and typically you would want to use another intermediary chip or something that accesses those files. That way, you know, you're not directly accessing the HSM or not the HSM, but the persistent memory module. But the point is that it restores the file right away as soon as an unchanged change has been made an unwanted change has been made.
And folks, if you don't know what he's talking about, he's really speaking the truth here, and it will really solve a lot of problems within your headaches, you know. And what he's speaking about specifically, it's called a hardware security module. And, you know, a hardware security module is a physical computing device that safeguards and manages digital keys. It performs encryption and decryption functions for digital signatures, strong authentication, and other cryptographic functions. These modules traditionally come in the form of a plug-in card or an external device that attaches directly to a computer or a network server. A hardware security module contains one or more secure crypto processor chips. You know, I don't want to get too much more into it, but, you know, HSMs have features that provide tamper evidence, such as visible signs of tampering, logging, alerting, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
These are the way to go, folks. If you're looking to really, really secure your stuff and your networks, and you should understand what a hardware security module is, how they function, and how you can take advantage of them. Yeah. And that's great information.
Of course,
appreciate that.
I'm just so tired of seeing ransomware.
Yeah, this prevents ransomware, folks.
It literally prevents it'll ransomware.
Put a halt to it.
Yeah, it puts it's laughable.
There's no reason that people need to be experiencing these ransomware attacks.
No, it's just pure laziness, like we've already said. It's just misconfigurations, laziness. And it's funny because I would equate this. Mm-hmm. I think the best analogy to it is really how passwords were in the past. Mm-hmm. How people would always have like, oh, my password is password. Well,
it never changes.
Yeah,
that never changes.
Or my password is password 123, or you know, blah blah blah, or you know.
So let's
hello world or some shit, you know.
Let's jump back to the two ransomware things that we're talking about. People have been asking me all day, are there mitigation techniques? Yes. Oh, yeah.
We just talked about them.
Well, yeah. Now that's the solution.
Well, yeah, that's yeah.
There are fixes for the Windows print spooler nightmare problem, and there is also a fix out there from the vendor that is experiencing the cyber breach right now. And so consult with both, you know, if you have not been affected and your network uses this type of software from this provider, you know, ensure that it, you know, it's not running on your network. And all reports say that these are on-prem servers that are being affected, not their cloud-based servers. And I'm not going to mention the company, just because I forgot the name.
Yeah, it's all right.
So there's two fixes for that. And folks, just like Crash told you, HSMs, that'll slam the door shut.
Yep.
On problems like this.
Yeah, but not only HSMs, but also non-volatile memory or persistent memory modules.
Yeah, and
so you know, hardware security modules and persistent memory modules.
There you have it. There you have it, folks. And do your own diligence and your own research, you know, and you know, I'm sure you'll live a better life. Hey, let's move on from that, Ben, because ransomware isn't the only thing popping off in this world. You know what else is interesting?
What's up?
A woman just recently crashed into a car while texting on a motorbike. But you know what happened when she crashed into the car?
What's up?
She literally continues texting after she crashed.
She was invested in that text.
I mean, you know, listen, there's a video of her. You look at this. She's literally, after she crashes into the car, instead of, you know, standing up dazed or whatever, she stays on the phone, man. In her attempt to text and drive, she created a chaotic day for herself and the other people involved. Wow. There's actually a perplexing video that shows what this woman's priorities were. Certainly not her own safety. Listen, dude, she doesn't even care about her own self. She cares more about a fucking text.
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck is wrong with
that's,
people?
That's the thing, man. We're integrating into these technologies now. No, it's fine. We're integrating into these technologies now, and people don't really understand what it's doing to our psychology. You know, we've been hunting, gathering, and doing all sorts of other kinds of non-technological type things or non-digital things, you know, agriculture, pottery, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And, you know, connecting personally in the physical. And now we're at this point where people are literally trying to go, you know, fucking super god.
all that crazy shit.
With the digital brains and shit like that. And it's just really ridiculous. Because we haven't even fully explored biology in and of itself, and we're trying to digitize shit.
Yeah, that's true.
And I've brought it up before, and we've played a talk on this subject before, but, you know, for instance, fungi or mushrooms or mycelium in general, it's one of the most important living intelligent beings on our planet, which literally connects everything. And we don't even care to explore things like that or things like our sea.
Right. Well, you know, and then folks, Crash is really speaking some real shit here. So check out that as well. Thank you. That's good information, man.
Right.
You're dropping all the knowledge tonight. Hey, check that out. Look at that.
Wow, man.
Big billionaire, zillionaire, gazillionaire Bitcoin guy. How do you say that name? Mercia? Popescu?
Oh, I have no idea.
Mercia Popescu? Popescu?
Wouldn't know.
Well, he just recently died. He left behind a couple $1 billion in Bitcoin. Wow. You know, and it may be lost forever if no one has access to his account because, you know, he died on June 23rd in Costa Rica. Who is this guy? He's, you know, he literally made his fortune in Bitcoin. He's leaving behind a cryptocurrency wealth that could be worth as much as $2 billion, according to the New York Post. Popescu drowned last week off the coast of Costa Rica near Playa Hermosa after going for a morning swim, according to the local news outlet. His death was apparently confirmed by three women who were close to him, according to the New York Post. However, others have raised questions on whether he's actually dead. You know, that's kind of an interesting spin. You know, if I was going to disappear, maybe I'd go to Costa Rica to disappear.
You know,
but do you think this guy disappeared or did he
die? If I had $2 billion in Bitcoin, I'd probably fucking disappear too.
Yeah, who would know that feeling?
Yeah.
Hey, let's see. I think that's going to wait. We've got more stuff going on. There's more. I'm not going to talk about
it. Yeah, that's all good.
Look where we wound up.
Where?
On Wired again.
Oh, man. I can't even see what the hell we're trying to look at because there's some fucking subscription shit.
Oh, you got it. It's working.
Yeah, just some fucking ad bullshit.
Well, yeah.
Fucking subscribe now. I need to take this shit off, Wired.
According to Wired, which we got to work tonight, The discovery of Russia's devastating solar wind spy camera put the spotlight on sophisticated supply chain hijacking techniques. On Thursday, however, the NSA, the FBI, DHS Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, God damn, that's a long word, and another organization and some other people with some badges and shit, they're warning of hundreds of attempted brute force hacker intrusions around the world, all carried out by Unit 26165 of Russia's GRU Military Intelligence Agency.
The fuck?
AKA Fancy Bear or Apartment 28. Now, you know,
the fuck does that even mean?
Apartment 28.
What the fuck?
What a dumb
apartment
name.
Or department or what?
Whatever.
What?
Yeah. Anyhow, hi, Fancy Bear.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What up?
Send us some fried chicken.
Yeah, right.
What else is going on? LinkedIn got hacked again. Personal information of 756 million users got leaked. We're almost running out of time here soon. Google admits the... Oh, here's something that you and I we were talking about a couple years ago. Look at that.
Aren't listened to. Yeah, bullshit.
Google had, you know, Google reiterates assistant recordings aren't listened to by employees.
Right. So someone on their lunch break doesn't just somehow go through the files once in a while.
Right. Yeah. You know, I don't like those little home speakers. You know, those little home speakers that, you know, just the, hey, Alexa.
No,
or, hey,
they're listening all the time.
Hey, Google.
They're listening all the time. And they deny it all the time, too. But, you know, as an engineer myself, I can tell you that, guys, these things are listening all the time.
Yeah, you know, it's no secret, you know.
It's no secret either. I mean, you can literally disassemble it or reverse engineer the shit and show that it's listening. It's constantly listening for keywords and other bullshit.
They are.
You know, even Apple's.
They
stuff.
Record everything you say.
Yeah, I remember I had...
all your devices record you, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
They do.
And you know, no matter what you do, you know, if I don't think people understand how many devices are around them at any one given time. You know, think about it. If you look around you and count the microphones and the cameras.
Yeah, we have like 4 or 5 of them just around us now.
Yeah. 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 And that
just within 1 foot.
Yeah. 1984, but even better because we carry the camera around.
Oh yeah.
Enough of that. Here's one more thing and then we got to get out of here. You know, it's what? 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it is 9 o'clock.
It is 9 o'clock. It feels weird doing the podcast at 9 o'clock.
It's kind of strange. No, it's 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, it's almost 10 o'clock.
Or whenever it is.
We've got 10 minutes till.
It's whenever.
You know, and I think everybody outside has lit all of their fireworks.
Sounds like it.
I don't know. I don't know if the people can hear that. Hey, last thing. Hackers exploited a 0-day bug to mass wipe, get this, MyBook live devices. Now it's these if you don't know what a MyBook is, it's a hard drive made by a company called Western Digital.
Ooh.
And there was a 0-day exploit that literally went around. If you had a Western Digital hard drive connected to your computer, it got wiped.
Yikes.
That's terrifying. Why would you have code anyhow that allows some shit like that on a hard drive?
You know, I would answer that, but I really don't know.
Yeah, it's strange. Hey, you know, I tell you what, it's almost 10 o'clock, and I'm getting a little, a little hungry, actually. It's been a long day for you and I.
Haven't eaten today at all.
Yeah, neither have I. Well, I had a few bites of a Lunchable.
I'd say that we should go get some food, but it's pretty late.
Let's make an omelet.
We should make an omelet.
A killer omelet with bacon.
Do we have the ingredients?
We do have the ingredients. And then some.
I think we're going to
make a chicken omelet. We should have a chicken omelet. Hey, we'll figure something out. Folks, thank you for tuning into the show. We are, you can reach out to us, on hackers.xxx.
Yeah.
That's, and also you can reach out to me on Twitter at twitter.com/gummo, GUMMOXXX. And where else can they reach us? A smoke signal?
The bat? Yeah, if you do signal? A rain dance, we might appear. If you got the magic conch, just ask the magic conch.
Hey, folks, that's no joke. We use the old 70s magic 8-ball for really complex problems here.
Oh, yeah. It's really insightful.
Indeed it is. All right, man. I just want to say thank you to everybody, including including you, the listener, for tuning into the podcast, checking us out, staying up to date on what's going on. See, now you can impress your friends by telling them what's going on.
Yeah, it's true. And how to defend against modern cyber attacks.
Yeah, we need to talk about something else next week. One thing I wanted to say, though, is I've been enjoying the shows on Wednesday.
I have
too. The lectures, the talks, the technical things that we, it's really nice. And folks, what I'm talking about is you should check us out each Wednesday for the technical break, the technical talks that we run now here on the podcast.
Yeah.
And they are nothing short of amazing. So if you can't stand listening to us on Saturdays and Sundays, well, maybe you should give the show on Wednesdays a try.
It's probably more fun.
It's probably
more interesting.
I thought we had more fun.
Well, I love our talks. I love our insights. I think tonight was great compared to,
feeling it.
Wednesdays. But Wednesdays, they're pretty impersonal since we're not there. But
We're there in thought and spirit.
Agreed.
But tune in, folks. Check out the show on Wednesdays again. There's a lot of great information that even Crash and I learned from them. We listen to them sometimes, and we're like, holy shit. So check those out, and check us out again if you want to. And again, you can reach out to us on the website at hackers.xxx. You can check us out on the Internet Archives as well. There's a link to us on the show page. Yep. If you go to hackers.xxx and if you click show, you'll see the show. A bird has it. A bird was flying by and tweeting, and it's like tweet tweet tweet.
Yeah.
And he said, "Hey, your events page is updated on your website." I was completely flabbergasted. So our events page is updated on Hackers. You can check that out.
It has been. I got that notification.
So, folks, you can check that out if you want to know what's going on around you. I'm still undecided about going to the whole DEF CON thing. I've got to go to Chicago at the end of the month for the whole medical thing. And so,
we can probably get there, but I'm not sure. Priority this year.
It's not our priority this year, but we are, we'll definitely be at HOPE next year in New York City. And until then, let's get out of here, man.
I'm getting hungry, man.
Yeah, me too. Folks, thanks for checking us out. We will be back next Saturday for show number one. All right, so we'll do, this is 177, 179.
Yeah.
Is that right? 70?
I think so.
Yeah, so it's getting close to 180.
Back in the next show.
We'll be back next week, guys. Take care of yourselves, and have a safe 4th of July. Bye.
Peace. Grab it.
What is it? Who knows, Bones? We don't know where it came from. We can't imagine where it goes.
Seems to me you need a lesson.
Never gotta take that ass to school for real.